Be honest with yourself. Are you ready to honor your truth and stand up for it, even if it hurts? Now is the moment for me to give you this disclaiming warning. You haven't gotten too far, so you can still turn back and forget everything you've actually come across so far. You can keep your current life, your present image of yourself, and you can go on your destination, all done before, like everybody else. Don't continue unless you really are ready for this big transformation. This is why this podcast is about transformation, becoming your best self. This is the moment you choose between the red pill and the blue pill. So, are you ready for this? That will be you choosing the red pill, putting it down. You are going to be with the blue pill. You should know that I am going to tell you the truth you are seeking. It won't come very easy. Your truth is your truth, and my truth is mine. All I can do is help you open up to yourself. Find courage to take the flashlight and go into your basement of your beautiful building with perfect facade and shine the light into the darkness. The most forgotten nooks and crannies, it is there that you will find your dragons, which have been hiding in the dark, ignoring. Now, I will help you find courage to look those dragons in the eye, and I will support you in finding fortitude in your heart so you can be at peace with its situation and beauty and perfect house. Now, you can easily live alongside the truth or anyone else's truths without actually giving them too much attention, no matter how much they may contradict your own. But your beliefs or values are important. But you will, of course, not be able to close your eyes and ignore your own red pill. Once you find it in your palm, and even if you choose not to swallow it, your life will not go back to where it was before. Trust me, I've been there. I've actually experienced this myself in my life. I like to compare it to Hobbit's journey. If you so wish, you are now on your doorstep, Bilbo Baggins. Once you set your foot on the path, you are on your own journey. You have to walk the path through the mountains and the forests and into the darkest cave. You have to find that dragon and place it and face it and place it in that journey. And if you live, you will come out on the other side as a brand new being. Once you start walking, there's no going back. You see, the authentic self is not a switch. You cannot flick it on and flick it off at will. It is like a skydive. Once you step out onto the plane door and pull the cord, your parachute opens and there is no way back. You cannot pack it back into your bag in mid-air. It's impossible. Yeah, especially when you come out of a plane. Sometimes I look back in my life, in my blissful 30s and 20s, are some of the parts of my life I would love to go back to, but I can't. But I embrace my journey. It's like that when I was in the music industry, and knowing that I loved music, I embraced my journey of achievement. And you got to embrace that regardless. And some parts of me would love to go back to it, very much so. But my body can only do so much. but I wish I could wind back the clock and undo the changes and transformation and feel all the pain that led me to that transformation. So really, we all sometimes have desires and is to go back to a time when we were blissfully ignorant to my own depth of my own truth, and we gotta look at things differently. But I have taken the red pill, and there is no return for me. And we all have this battle with seeing things in a different perspective. I have spent many years looking at this concept in life, and I dreamed of going back, but you know, unfortunately, you know, things in life have changed, and things do change in every situation. But my own concept, you know, I created a little concept where people can listen to my music online, they can also download it, they can also purchase a vinyl record, or they can get it from a local library. And you know, that's my journey, that's my experience that I'm proud of. It's the courage to do all that is hard all over again, but my body can only do so much. Now, it wasn't an easy mission to say goodbye to that journey, but I have to accept it, take the red pill and get over it. Settle back into my own experience and vividly remember sitting there and knowing that I did do an amazing job. And these things happen in life and they're not easy. And we got to look at mental habits. My way of life shaped me, and here we are. Now, within those years, I have worked hard for where I am. We do change. Importantly, I had changed, and I got my coaching skills and worked hard for that, and that has been a blessing. Now, we all want something in life. And in my life, the new me would not fit with the old me. So in fact, I think I would probably find that really difficult. And when I write now, where I am right now, reinventing my life from a blank page, reinventing it by my own rules, following my own heart, and standing up for what my own truth is. So, are you ready to take that red pill and accept and let go? Well, here are the reflection points I'm giving you. This exercise may seem a little uncomfortable to start with, but let's try and do it anyway. So, here's question one. What are you most afraid of about in this situation? What is it that you're afraid of? Now, the second one is, what are you afraid to discover or realize? Are you willing to change if you do not know who you are changing into? That's a good question, actually. And definitely get your journal out and answer these questions. And that will help you be more clearer about your thoughts about the situation. What is it that can you change into being a better person within yourself? That's huge. Who do you really want to be? Who do you want to be and turn into, transform into? And that's an amazing experience, because you actually, after a period of time, have changed dramatically. After, say, for example, I've had a number of negative experiences. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely come across quite a number of those, and I accept the fact that they exist. and I will keep embracing them and do the best I can. That's as far as I can go with it. Do the best you can. And I hope this really helps you to find your journey. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you in the next episode.